fighting FMFRP 12-1 and 10 on Guadalcanal, a U.S. Marine Corps after-action report, was published in 1943. The document is a special category of publications, reprinting historical works not available elsewhere. It was commissioned by General George C. Marshall, the Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army, and focuses on the small unit-level experiences of Marines and soldiers during the Guadalcanal campaign. This publication is essentially the after-action report of the Marines and soldiers who fought and defeated the Japanese on Guadalcanal. The document highlights the critical learning experience of how to meet and defeat a tenacious and proficient enemy in difficult terrain under adverse conditions. The Black Vault has released this document through their website, and the canonical PDF can be found at theblackvault.com. Documents www.ii Marine 1-2110 PDF. The document begins with a foreword by Lieutenant Colonel Russell R. Reeder, Jr. of the Operations Division of the War Department General Staff. He reports to Major General Vandegrift, U.S. Marine Corps, and Major General Patch, U.S. Army, on Guadalcanal, and discusses the experiences of soldiers in jungle fighting against the Japanese. Major General Vandegrift writes, "I desire to thank General Marshall for the message which he has just sent me. I pass this message of congratulations on to my men. My message to the troops of General Marshall's in training for this type of warfare is to go back to the tactics of the French and Indian days. This is not meant facetiously. Study their tactics and fit in our modern weapons, and you have a solution. I refer to the tactics and leadership of the days of Rogers Rangers. Gunnery Sergeant H.L. Beardsley, Company G, 5th Marines, notes that the Marines are getting more water than they used to, but stress water discipline is essential. Sergeant Major B. Metzger, 5th Marines, emphasizes the importance of ruggedness and roughness in winning battles, and to disregard politeness and kill when necessary. Platoon Sergeant H.R. Strong, Company A, 5th Marines, shares an anecdote about his men thinking their hand grenades were too heavy, but later realizing their value. Platoon Sergeant R.A. Zullo, Company C, 5th Marines, highlights the importance of keenness or dullness of eye in determining whether a man will live or die. Corporal W.A. McCluskey, Company D, 5th Marines, suggests that riflemen protecting light machine guns should receive training in their work and mission. 2nd Lieutenant Andrew Chisick, 5th Marines, recommends issuing extra canteens to prevent dehydration in the field. Marine Gunner E.S. Rust, 5th Marines, notes that young men were confused at night in the jungle, but learned to use their compasses and have better success. Platoon Sergeant J.C.L. Hollingsworth, Company H, 5th Marines, emphasizes the importance of having men at the rear of each platoon carry light loads to quickly overcome ambush fire. This is what the public record looks like at its most ordinary. Storyflow.com, theblackvault.com, documents, WIII, Marine 1-2110 PDF,